Wednesday, February the 22nd, 2023, Ash Wednesday to be precise, in case you haven't picked up on that. Thank you to the congregation of Bethlehem Wiley Church, just a couple of blocks down the street from us, for inviting people to share in their Ash Wednesday observances. I went over and took advantage of that. Anyway, but yeah, today is Ash Wednesday, and that means the readings for today are Joel 2, 1 through 2, and 12 through 17. Or you could read Isaiah 58, 1 through 12, and then Psalm 57, 1 through 17, and then 2 Corinthians 5, 20 through 6, 10, and Matthew 6, 1 through 6, and 16 through 21. I'm going to take a look at the text from Joel today and talk about the hopefulness of Lent. Often Lent is, we look at it as a dreary time. It doesn't help that it immediately follows the season of Christmas and then Epiphany, and especially because we like to end Epiphany with things like Mardi Gras and Shrove Tuesday or Fat Tuesday and all these big celebrations, and the motivation being get your party in because Lent's coming, you won't be able to enjoy your life after that. So it's often considered a dreary time. It's also has the unfortunate luck of ending up in a dreary time of year. Let's just admit it. This part of the year, February and March, are often gray and wet, and yeah, so especially in our part of the world. So it's, yeah, unfortunate for Lent. You know, maybe it's seen as a time of groveling and asceticism. Some deride it as, and I'm talking about people outside the faith, deride it as just so much more virtue signaling on the part of Christians that's masquerading as self-loathing, right? And then some just see it as a time of despair. You're like, oh, woe is me. I'm lower than a worm kind of thing. And that's not to say some people don't actually make those mistakes in their interpretation or their practice of Lent. But the whole point of Lent is about, it's about coming together as a community of believers to take an honest look, to be honest with ourselves, with each other, and pretty importantly with God, about our shortcomings as a people of faith, right? We've been called to be the people of God, and we haven't really done a good job of that, right? This is something we should probably reflect on at least once a year. So it's both private and corporate. So, you know, and that aspect of it, far from despairing, is an act of hope, right? And hope is a virtue, right? It's one of the theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. So as Joel says, you know, if we had no hope in a God who deals in forgiveness, there would be no point. I mean, why bother, as Joel says, you know, why bother going through the motions of fasting and weeping and mourning over our sin if there's no hope of forgiveness? But that's not what Joel says. Joel says, you know, I'll just read to you what Joel says. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and drink offering for the Lord your God. That's the point of Lent. Lent is a hopeful season. It might not feel like that when you really look at the situation you're in, and you really look at the situation the church is in, and you really consider the ways in which we have failed to be the people of God. But it's hopeful because the whole point of doing that is that if you can be honest about it and seek forgiveness, forgiveness is out there. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day, go get some ash on your head. Boop.